Ladybird, do you know? Level 2. Coral reefs. New words. Antenna. Antennae. Hole. Plastic rubbish. Recycle. Rock. Sand. Shallow. Space. Sunlight. Tentacle. What is a coral? A coral is not a flower. It is a very small animal. A coral has tentacles. It catches small animals with its tentacles. Many different corals live in the sea. Corals are many different colours. What makes a coral reef? Some reefs are small. Some are very big. You can see some really big reefs from space. Corals make their homes on rocks. Many corals make their homes together. This makes a coral reef. Many animals can stay safe on the reef. This is the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. It is a very big reef. Where are coral reefs? There are coral reefs in many different places on Earth. Most reefs are in warm parts of the sea. Corals need sunlight. Coral reefs need shallow water. There aren't any reefs in rivers. Reefs need clean seawater. What lives near a coral reef? Many animals live, eat, and sleep on a coral reef. Big fish eat little fish. Hungry sharks swim near the reef. There is a seahorse in the coral. Can you see it? Some animals live in holes in the coral. How does colour help cuttlefish? Some big animals want to eat the cuttlefish. But sometimes big animals can't see the cuttlefish because the cuttlefish can change its colour. A cuttlefish changes colour to catch food too. This crab stops because it sees different colours on the cuttlefish. The cuttlefish catches the crab and eats it. What plays on the reef? Dolphins swim together on the reef. Sometimes they stop and play. Young dolphins learn to catch food by playing with the coral. One dolphin finds some coral. It takes the coral in its mouth. It isn't easy. The other dolphins watch. All the dolphins play with the coral. How do rays eat? Rays sometimes go to coral reefs. Rays are very big, but they eat very small plants and animals. The ray swims with its mouth open. Water and food go into the ray's mouth. This part of the ray's body catches the food. The water comes out of the ray's body here. How do sea turtles clean their shells? Sometimes small plants and animals live on sea turtles' shells. This can be bad for the sea turtles. Fish on the reef can help the sea turtles. The sea turtles go to the reef. The sea turtles must wait for the fish.
They do not like waiting.
Fish eat the small animals and plants on the sea turtles.
The sea turtles enjoy it.
What is under the sand? A bobbit worm is under the sand. It is very long. It has 5 antennae.
It has big teeth.
The bobbit worm waits under the sand. But its antennae are above the sand. A fish swims past the bobbit worm's antennae. The bobbit worm jumps out and catches the fish. It eats the fish under the sand. How do reef animals work together? Some fish and octopuses catch food together. The grouper fish and the octopus want to catch small fish. The grouper fish cannot get the small fish because the small fish are inside the coral. The grouper fish shows the octopus the small fish. The octopus puts its long arms inside the coral. The small fish come out. Then the grouper fish and the octopus eat the small fish. How does coral help fish? This fish finds a clam. It wants to eat the meat inside. How can the fish open the clam? The fish carries the clam to some coral. The fish hits the clam on the coral many times. The fish opens the clam. Now the fish can eat the meat. Why do we need coral reefs? Coral reefs are good for the sea. They are good for the earth. Animals found on a reef are food for sea animals and for us too. Coral and sea animals can die because there is plastic rubbish on the reefs. Plastic rubbish must not go into the sea. We must recycle rubbish. Together, we can help the coral reefs. Ladybird, do you know? Level 2. Coral Reefs. Read by Jenny Bryce. Written by Ruth A. Musgrave. Text adapted by Rachel Godfrey. Series editor, Nick Coates. Inspired by BBC Earth television series. Copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2020.